Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're with us on a Monday afternoon. Bob Kelly, Dima, we're all in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Opening segment of our show every day is sponsored by the good folks at Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to call for this week's catering. You could cater a tailgate this weekend, Kelly. You know they do a good job. Great place to take your family for a wonderful meal, and with the holidays right around the corner, Dickey's really should be on your to-do list, right?
Yeah, don't spend too much time in the kitchen. I mean, you want to spend time with family and friends and getting up to date on everything. Let Dickey's handle all that for you. They're the best at what they do.
Marchant Kenny will join us later. Monday's with Marchant later in the program. We'll talk about a basketball game last night that I guess it's fair to say had everybody on the edge of their seats before it turned bad. But first, obviously, the story of the day, the week, the season is Southern Miss football, 27-21 winner over Arkansas State in what turned out to be a barn burner. And Dima Mixon, as I sit here on a Monday afternoon in this studio looking out at blue skies, I find it hard to believe, I'm going to tell you, that the Golden Eagles are 7-2, and now I'm a believer. They have the inside track to get to the conference championship game in the first season of Charles Huff.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And, you know, I thought that this could happen. I mean, really at the beginning of the season, I think we all did our season projections and y'all were 6-6. I think you were 6-6 too, and I said 8-4. And I remember y'all going, oh, okay, you know. And, you know, but obviously now we're talking about even better than 8-4, which they could get to their eighth win this Saturday against Texas State. Now what you're looking at for Southern Miss fans is, you know, what does this team have to do to beat James Madison? I think that's the question we can start asking ourselves, because the next 2 weeks for Southern Miss, you know, you're playing teams who don't have winning records. Troy is on the road Thursday night at Old Dominion, which they're 10-point underdogs on the road at Old Dominion. Now, it was announced that Troy, their starting quarterback, who they had at the beginning of the season, is going to play Thursday night. He's been out for several weeks, Goose Crowder. But if Troy loses that game, fellas, Southern Miss would clinch the West Division next week at South Alabama.
I don't mean to laugh. I mean, it's
with
just
a win at if they win Saturday, they could clinch the West Division next Saturday at South Alabama. So it's an unbelievable place that Southern Miss is at right now. You know, you look at all the metrics, they're so much better in almost every metric possible.
Right.
And you have to give the ultimate credit to Charles Huff, the players,
no question,
and Jeremy McClain.
Here's one thing, Kelly. Maybe you have some insight here. I don't. I was a little concerned at Braylon Braxton being injured. And then I noticed he played in the second half, not quite the same player. It appeared to have a brace on his knee. Yep. What is the status of this injury?
We'll find out tomorrow, and Dima will actually be there to get the latest comments. But it didn't – the Eagles didn't miss a step, really. You know,
backup looked good.
Yeah.
Well, I will say Braylon did not look as sharp when he came back in with that injury. I mean, that was pretty clear. Charles Huff said in the post-game interview on the radio that I was able to listen to. I wasn't able to make the trip, so I didn't have any comments. But on the post-game injury, he said, quote-unquote, soft. He said that about Braylon Braxton, about his knee injury. So that to me, you know, that's just kind of Charles Huff's rumor.
What does that mean?
So just like, you know, come on, that shouldn't hurt you or whatever, you know, stuff like that. So you know, if that's kind of Charles Huff's humor. So I don't think it's anything serious, but obviously we'll have to get an update tomorrow. But I'll tell you what, I think the player, the MVP, the person who should get the game ball is Landry Liddy, who came in, led two scoring drives. The offense really struggled to score in that game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I mean, the two scoring drives, the two touchdown drives were led by the backup quarterback.
Yes, but what about, you talk about Liddy, what about Moten?
Defensive
side of the ball.
Yeah, six turnovers.
Let's go back to Liddy for just one second. I think this is what the performance, Kelly, of that kid showed, is how well coached and prepared this football team is. I mean, I don't mean to make poke fun at your professional team, but you know, the Bengals lose their quarterback and they're dead.
No, you're right.
This team did not seem to take a big step back, and I think you have to attribute that to preparation from the coaching staff.
Not only physical preparation, but mental preparation.
Correct.
That you have to, because football is so tough and in nature, you have to assume you're going to get in the game. You have to be ready at a moment's notice, as Liddy was, and you're correct. But the defense, the way that the offense was complementing the defense would get the turnovers. And look, I don't know if I would go so far yet as to, again, deem them the nasty bunch, but
they're getting close.
The numbers don't lie. And as far as turnovers, they're in the, what, top five in the nation?
They're number one in the whole country in interceptions.
Okay, so, in turnovers overall, like fifth. So, I mean, I don't know what more you can say about this defense in creating opportunities.
Now, let's have a little fun here for just a second, because this is a whole lot more fun than last year, right? Our young protege here has it in his head, and I'm not saying that he's wrong, because I think he was right about him running the table. You don't think that it's beyond the realm of possibility, and I'm going to struggle getting this out of my mouth. You don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that Southern Miss could be in the national playoff picture?
It is not beyond the realm of possibility. They are not eliminated. So, and the reason I say that is last week's college football playoff rankings was really big for the Group of Five, because not a single Group of Five team was in the top 25, which means the committee didn't have like one team they thought was just better than all the others. They put Memphis in the playoff because one Group of Five team has to get in. They put Memphis in the playoff. Memphis lost to Tulane last weekend.
Right.
So they have two losses. Tulane has two losses. South Florida is another team to watch out for because their loss is to Miami and then to Memphis, but they have two losses. Right now, as far as the AP poll is concerned, and we'll see the playoff rankings tomorrow night, James Madison is the highest Group of Five team right now. You know, their only loss is to Louisville. Hypothetically, James Madison runs the table, okay? Southern Miss runs the table. Southern Miss meets James Madison in the Sun Belt Championship game. If Southern Miss beats James Madison, they at least have an argument. I don't know if they'd get in, but they would at least have an argument. But think about it this way, guys. If they would not have lost to Louisiana Tech, they would 100% be in the conversation.
Kelly, can we get Kelnack involved? Have you talked to him lately?
Our visitor from the East hasn't been here in a while, and you know it's getting to
he
be,
might know.
It's getting to be the Christmas season
he
over
might
there.
Know what's so
he's doing
happen.
A lot of guest speaking engagements, but but the fact that
he's big in Iraq,
especially this time of year. Yeah. But the soft schedule, at no fault of Southern Misses, but the soft schedule that they've played in that Western Division. CBS has it as 0.5% that Southern would get in the – but they're listed. I mean, it's not
about schedule for the Group of Five. It's going to be the highest ranked. So if Southern misses two losses and everybody else has three, I mean, they're going to get in.
I don't know.
So you think a three-loss team would get in over a Sunbelt champion?
I do, and I just
well, – that would just be wrong.
That's arguable, and obviously I hope that it would happen, and I sat here and said that I thought Southern Miss was heads better than Arkansas State. The win did not surprise me at all. But, you know, while we talk about all this prognostic, you know Charles Huff is throwing the radio at the wall right now.
Correct.
You're going, we got three
Let
other
Let me throw one more crazy, insane idea at you since we've fallen off the deep edge here today. I was told by a really reliable source at a meeting I just came from that if the playoffs were today, that Ole Miss would be in the playoffs, deservedly so.
Yes.
They would – are you ready for this? They would host the Group of Five team, which according to Dima, could be Southern Miss.
That'd be unbelievable. It's probably not going to happen because I don't think Ole Miss will be number five just because of all the other ranking shifts, because a lot of those top five teams have to play each other. So I think Ole Miss will fall down because I don't think they're going to make the SEC championship game. But, man, in an alternate reality where that would be possible, that would be
like the Twilight Zone.
Unbelievable.
Rod Sterling would appear at the pregame.
One more thing about Landry Liddy, because I want to go back to it just because of how unbelievable it was. So he'd only thrown two passes all season. Because, you know, like when they're up in these big games, they don't generally just pull Braylon Braxton out. And when they do pull Braylon Braxton out, Liddy is generally just handing the ball off. So he'd only thrown two passes all season.
And he looked good.
And he went 4 for 6, 128 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Yeah, that's pretty daggum good. Yeah.
Somebody at the watering hole that I was at Saturday night said that I had made more passes in the 1 hour I was at the bar than Liddy had made.
Yeah, all yours were incomplete.
Oh, very
he
much so.
He completed his.
Yes, very much so.
All right, well, it's pretty exciting, but let's take it a game at a time. Got to beat the next opponent on the schedule. No room for a slip up here. We've seen that before, Kelly.
But two out of the next three at home, and the only road game left in the regular season is against South Al. They have taken a dreadful turn for the worse. The biggest head scratcher, not only in the conference to me, but maybe in the country, is Texas State and how bad they have turned out to
be. Do you remember when our friend Larry
favorites though Southern Miss?
Do you remember when our friend Larry Fedora was on the verge of playing in the Sugar Bowl?
Yes.
All they had to do
was beat UAB.
And?
It didn't happen. Not only did it not happen.
It didn't happen in basketball last night, and I thought it was. I was pretty excited there for a moment. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, my friends out at Eagle Tire West invite you to join them for premium Goodyear tire products. Full service auto and truck service, Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West here in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, big, big, big Southern Miss supporters. As is Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of our program. Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And don't forget about our podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast for you. Basketball goes on the road, plays at SEC school last night, South Carolina. They lose 83-79 in overtime. Heartbreaking. 11-point lead with 4 minutes left in the game. Down the stretch, unable to hit the front end of two crucial 1-1 free throws. Can't hit either one. South Carolina wins in overtime. They tie it, go to overtime. I thought pretty cheap call there at the end of the game that allowed them to – it helped them to tie the game, but – what do we make of it, Kelly? Should we be optimistic? Should we just be heartbroken? How do you see it?
Well, first of all, I think as far as South Carolina was, as far as when it comes down to South Carolina, Michi Johnson won that game single-handedly. I mean, he made, what, three-pointers, and I mean NBA three-pointers. And statistically, if you're coaching defense, you let teams have that shot.
These were way back.
That's what I'm talking about. What are the odds that somebody could make three in a row from out there? So anybody that says, well, you know, we can't let them have those open shots. Yeah, you can't, because if you happen to foul them, right, they're going to get 3 points anyway, when statistically they're not going to make those shots. Well, Michi Johnson did. several things that I thought the Eagles did especially well. They took care of the basketball, didn't turn it over, but nine times. Yesterday, anytime you're in single-digit turnovers, you're doing well. Four in the first half, five in the second. The miss on the free throws were at crucial times, but the numbers overall, and particularly this year, I think the Eagles missed one free throw against Buffalo. They only missed, you know, just a handful last night. By far, their free throw percentage is really good. We talked about Tavares. Isaac Tavares is the guy on this team. He is the undisputed leader at this point. Every single game, exhibition, or regular season the Eagles have played, he's been the leading scorer. And again, that was the case last night. He had 25 points. Izzy Hart came off the bench for 17. Talik Weeks had a really good game. They're doing a lot of good things. But as far as when people say, oh, they blew the lead. Well, you can say blew the lead, but Michi Johnson got a hot hand at the right time. And that's why a guy like Michi Johnson is important to that South Carolina team. He wasn't doing that in the first half. And the Eagles came from 11 points down. Or maybe 16 points in the first half to take, you know. So there were a lot of good they didn't win the game. I get it. But there were a lot of good things that came of it.
Well, I mean, you know, when you talk about, like, they were 14-point favorite underdogs, and, I mean, they made that a game. You got to give them credit for competing. Obviously, you want to win. But I think that's clear improvement from last season, going on the road at an SEC school and competing and making that game to overtime.
Yeah,
The one thing that concerns me a little bit is what Kelly's saying. You know, you take Isaac Tavares and then Talik Weeks, both of them 25 for Tavares, 20 for Weeks. None of any other starters really did anything. The other starters had 7 points, total points, of your starters. So you want to see more production out of your other starters just because teams are eventually going to understand, hey, we need to take Tavares out of the game, and then what does Southern Miss's offense look like? That, to me, is probably my only concern. But then again, you know, they really did. They really should have won that game. But you see clear improvement, and I think that's really all you can ask for.
They shot over 43% from the field. Southern Miss did, which is certainly respectable. About 25% from the 3-point range. But we've talked about how the game of basketball is evolving on this show, Bob. And here's a case in point: South Carolina last night, 43 3-point attempts.
Good
43
gracious.
Attempts, and they made 16 out of the 43. I noticed, you know, the first half of the game, it's like South Carolina was told by the coach, do not try to get the ball inside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'd get inside, get cut off, throw it out to a guy around the rim, boom, or around the circle, throw up a 3-point shot. But this is where college basketball is going to now, is more and more 3-point shooting.
And another thing that I jumped out at me last night in watching the game is when they – on several occasions, it was an SEC Network game, which I thought those guys did a really good job calling the game.
Agree.
They pointed out that not only did Southern Miss have 14 new players, they have an entire new coaching staff. I mean, every year it's like, let's have a night and meet the new team because nobody knows who's on the team from last year.
It's going to be like that next year.
My 30-year-old son is in town, and he was even saying that when we'd go to games and we were the net heads and we'd sit down there and you'd be able to latch on to one of the players and follow their progression as they'd come up as a sophomore, junior. And that would be his favorite player, whoever it was. And he's my guy, and I could get his autograph every year.
Yeah, well, those days are over.
Yes, and it's
Kelly, how long would Spoon have lasted here in today's college basketball world?
Well, one season.
One season, and then he'd have been a millionaire.
Yeah. And a millionaire three or four times over, because he probably wouldn't stay at the second school.
Yeah, he could be like the guy at Vanderbilt, the quarterback. Be a multimillionaire and never see an NFL down.
Well, Michi Johnson with South Carolina had been to three or four different schools, and now he's back at South Carolina. I think this is his sixth year.
Yeah.
What do you think about all this, young man?
I don't really know. I mean, it's just kind of...
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, I used to really like college basketball. For me, it's really hard to get into it now just because, like, I mean, and you see it all. It's not just with Southern Miss. It's with every school. I mean, I turned on, I think, like, Duke was playing Texas. It was some big, you know, big program names. And the teams I saw last year in the March Madness, tournament, like, none of those players are even on the teams.
No.
And I think Duke made the Final Four or something last year. So, it's just, you know, I don't know. It's crazy.
Now the team will travel to Grambling.
Yeah.
It's coming Thursday night.
It's four winnable games from here until they play Miami.
And if Coach Ladner and the guys are listening, now you're going to Grambling. So let's keep keep calm. Okay, the Grambling football game this weekend did not go very well.
What happened? I'm not aware.
There was some fisticuffs going on between Grambling and their football opponent, and it turned ugly. So everybody behave this Thursday night.
There's no fighting in basketball.
No.
Isn't that what Tuna said after the brawl?
I heard that.
There's no fighting in baseball? Yeah. Can we all agree, though, that, I mean, I'm like everybody else. I'm tired of losing, but that was a pretty impressive performance last night on an SEC floor.
No, I know. I totally agree. I mean, I don't think that team last year would have been able to do that.
Oh.
So, I mean, you want to look for areas of improvement because the non-conference in the grand scheme of things does not really matter to this team's what they can achieve. This is all about getting better. This is all about, you know, finding your identity in an offense because when it really matters is when the spring comes and you have the conference games that position you to try to be in a better position in that conference tournament because at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, they play in the Sun Belt like they played last night.
Yeah.
They should be very competitive in
right.
the Sun Belt.
Yeah, and that's what you want.
If you look at these numbers, the statistical numbers, and didn't tell somebody who won the game or who lost the game, most people would probably think Southern won the game.
Yeah, they just – and you know that time after time they come up with big shots when they needed them, big rebounds when they would need them. It's unfortunate they didn't hit those two one-on-ones on the end. But two things, that you're right, the kid was bombing them from
– Yeah.
Yeah, just from, you know, NBA range. And I did think that was a ticky-tack foul to call right at the end of the game.
Yeah.
A reaching foul with the game on the line like that, I thought was a little ticky.
You never want it to end like that. That's just kind of silly.
Yeah.
Now, if it was pretty obvious, if he was going to the basket, you know, and he hit him or something, I don't know. But getting a blocking foul on the perimeter when he's dribbling is just kind of silly.
Right. So, reason to be encouraged, I think.
Yeah. I think so.
Now, the women's team play tonight back at home. They're going to play against Blue Mountain College. They're looking to start 3-0 after two opening wins against Northern Illinois and William Carey on Friday morning. So they're looking tonight to start 3-0 before they head to Jacksonville State for their first road game of the season later this week.
And I hear a lot about Blue Mountain College. Anybody know anything about that?
I know well about Blue Mountain. They're way up in the northeastern corner of the state of Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Beautiful campus, lake out in front of the campus. Blue Mountain's just a town, college named after the town, and they're very proud that they produce teachers and preachers.
Summited Blue Mountain before?
I'm sorry, I have. I've been to Blue Mountain.
You've summited it?
Climbed it, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. When you summit something, that means you climb to the top of it, Kelly.
Well, no, I drove it. I drove up to the top.
Is there actually a mountain then?
I don't know.
It's more of a foothill.
More of a foothill.
Yeah.
But I've heard that name for years.
Yeah.
I think Carey plays a lot against Blue Mountain.
They do.
And what have you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful little campus up there and kind of a well-kept secret.
When we come back, lots to other talk about. We talked to Marchant Kenny on Mondays. We'll get his observation of the game. He may have been there, as far as I know. He travels a lot.
So. Well, if he was, he didn't remember it.
No. We just know he wasn't at your house, so he didn't have to pay rent for the weekend. Marchant's next. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're glad you're with us this afternoon. Bob Kelly, Dima. We're all in the Southern Bancorp studio. Really appreciate all the Southern Bancorp does for our program and for Super Talk Mississippi. Great bank in Midtown Hattiesburg was down there today. It's just amazing, guys. How vibrant, happy everything is in Midtown. What a huge success that's been.
And Southern Bancorp, they called me about that loan the other day, Bob.
I hear a lot of people call you about loans, Kelly, and I do my best to advise them, but don't get yourself in that position to begin with him.
Well, I turned them down.
Did you?
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah. Did you remember to bring your wallet that day, or was that something you forgot?
Is there something else you're supposed to read there?
DBAT. They're on Hardy Street. It is a great place for baseball and softball training. It is a great place. Well, the holidays are, man, they're on us now, and they've got a great pro shop, gift cards, I think all sorts of great gift ideas.
And don't forget the memberships, too. If you're going to be there, you know, pretty regularly, by far, the memberships are the cheapest way to go.
Let me tell you where I was today. I was at Mo Bay Beignet. Had some beignets and a latte, and, man, I'm going to tell you, they're hot and they're delicious, and that's just a great place. Got to visit with Morgan, who was down there today, the owner, and really appreciate all those good folks.
Bob, seriously, not to put, do you know what a latte is? I wouldn't know a latte.
Steamed
from
milk and coffee, basically.
Is that what
Why
it
are
is?
You looking at me? I don't drink coffee.
Okay. Because I hear all these, you know, frappuccinos and lattes and frackamacca latte. I don't know any of that stuff.
It's just, well, the people I was with had dark mocha lattes. I had a plain latte, and we ate beignets. That's not a bad morning.
Well, aren't we?
When
a
are we ever
going
to have our beignet eating contest?
We need to. Are you up for that?
I'm up.
I failed miserably last time.
Is Kelly going to be the rematch? He's not much competition.
No, I really am not.
I think it should be Jessica versus Kelly.
Now we're talking.
That would be
now,
funny.
Now we're talking. I think I know who this is.
The stinger from Stringer? You think I should?
Is this by any chance Marshant Kenny?
Thank you for calling Supertalk Mississippi.
Hang on, Marshant. All right, Kelly, talk for a minute. Let me get Marshant. These Louisiana folks, they have trouble with electronics.
They really do.
Let me try to get him hooked.
Well, you mentioned the holidays right around the corner, Bob. And if you're looking for, like, decorations to outside your home, or if you need extension cords for all the plugs you're going to need for all the lights that you're decorating with outdoors, MCS Home Center would be the first place that you could go to. Not only those ideas, but home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need. If you use it in, on, or around your home, MCS Home Center is the place that you want to check out. Just past the 589 interchange on Highway 98 in Hattiesburg. To be specific, 7329 Highway 98 West, MCS Home Center.
All right, I found Marshant Kenny. He's still on his way back from Arkansas State. Marshant, well, you just couldn't leave the stadium when it was over, huh?
No, actually, you know, I'm not. I went to see my daughter in Orlando. She works for Disney World. I had a few days with her. Now I'm headed to my sales meeting. I'm actually just arrived.
I got you. All right, the great Marshant Kenny needs no introduction. Hall of Fame football player here for Southern Miss, former sports director. You know, he's actually – Marshant worked at Channel 7 just like me and you. This truly is the place where you go when you develop a face for radio, Marshant. So welcome. Welcome to the family.
You guys are two beautiful men. Don't give me all that. And, man, what a time I had at WDAM. Being the more or less a nighttime sportscaster under Mitch Williams, the sports director. Man, I learned so much from Mitch. And
great man.
What a great guy he was to work for.
How about them Eagles, Marshant?
Man, how about them Eagles? It's week by week this goes by. It's settling in that we're good in football again. I mean, is this really happening? Thank goodness. Thank goodness. But Coach Huff, and it's really getting legit. Call this place Huffberg. Let's just do it.
Man, isn't Moten a stud in the secondary for Southern Miss?
Oh, my goodness. His performance the other night and the nasty bunch. They're starting to get that title, and well-deserved. Again, it's not just a moniker. It is an actual title for this crew now. And, yeah, Moten, man, he's going to have a great career in the NFL one day. So let's enjoy him at Southern Miss while we can. He had a great day the other day.
Marshant, at the level you play college football, I think you'll probably appreciate this. Here's what struck me about Moten. Early in the game, he got burned really badly. He looked really bad on one deep pass that they completed. And he responds with multiple interceptions and basically just takes over defensively in the backfield. And that to me, Marshant, is the sign of a real champion.
Oh, absolutely. And what that is that you just keep hearing me say it weekly. You guys mention it, but Coach Huff echoes it. It's trust in the process. I mean, when you trust in the process, it doesn't mean something bad's not going to happen. The definition of that is Moten right there. You know, there you go. There's an example.
Right.
You know, bad thing happens. Man, I trust in the process. Go back the next series. And look at the rest of the game. Look at it. you know, because he trusts and believes things will get better quickly because I've been doing it the right way, nonstop.
You know, a cool story about Moten was, and Huff mentioned this in the post-game radio show, was that Moten apparently came to Huff's office sometime in the middle of the week and was kind of just down. Like, you know, I haven't had the season I thought I might could have. You know, he's not been targeted a lot just because of how good he is on the defensive side, so he hasn't had the chance to have all these interceptions. Coach Huff sends him a text, sends him a Bible verse. I didn't exactly catch what exact Bible verse it was, and I'm going to ask Huff tomorrow. But he sends him a Bible verse and just encourages him, man, just trust the process, stay the course. And what happens 2 or 3 days later? 3 interceptions, amazing. Defensive player of the week for the Sun Belt. So I think all that being said, Marchand, I think what Huff does with these players in the relationship he builds with them, that to me is one of the undersold keys to this team, that he has a relationship with every single player on the team, and not just like a, oh yeah, I'm your coach, but a personal, down-to-earth text relationship with all of his players.
Oh, absolutely. You can see just based on the amount of players that came from Marshall down there to follow him, right. And Braylon Braxton could have gone a lot of places, but he came here. You know, and there's a reason for that. His senior year, he's not going, you know, just somewhere that's 1-11. No, he trusts in Coach Huff, trusts in the process, and you get stuff like that. The Moten story you just shared. I mean, they believe in this coach. They know what he does is right, and it won't fail you over the long haul. And Dima, speaking of Coach Huff interviews, man, I love you too in the room. Every now and then, he kind of gives you a hard time, but that's a great. That means he likes you and respects you a lot. So I love that stuff, man. So you're doing a great job in the interview room with him, man.
Well, I appreciate it. One more thing, Marchant, I think the person you got to give the game ball to me was Landry Liddy coming in when Braxton went out for a time, you know, led 2 touchdown drives, which and ultimately ended up being the difference in the game.
It takes nothing away from Braylon Braxton, but you know, that we're giving credit there because Braylon's the man. He's QB1, but my goodness, in the game right there when he went down, I'm like, I think all our hearts kind of sunk a little bit because we're used to quarterbacks going down for 4 years,
right,
in the prior era, and when that happened, like, goodness gracious. But yeah, he comes in and my goodness, talk about just take the ball and run with it and throw with it, literally. So.
And Marcia, doesn't that speak to the preparation the coaching staff instills in these kids, that kid? And I think Dima pointed out earlier he had thrown like 2 or 3 passes all year, but he comes in like he's been running the team all year.
Oh, yeah, we hadn't seen him all year. Didn't know what to expect, much less on a road in a game that could decide the SEC West, and comes in like a champion, chest up, head up, throws the ball like he's been in the pocket all year. And, you know, it definitely makes you feel good because injuries are a part of the game. And, you know, heaven forbid something does happen to Braylon. Man, we as a fan base, we built some confidence as teammates. You know, you build some confidence just in case something happens to Braylon. So, but that's it. That's kudos to Coach Huff. We talked about the way he practices. He knows how to keep his players healthy. You know, we hadn't seen a lot of injuries. We hadn't seen a lot of this and that. And the process, the way he practices, the way he does things, it just he's got his whole team believing in all this stuff. And we're a healthy football team. Can't stress it enough.
But to further the Liddy point, I think we need to give kudos to Coach Blake Anderson, because you know he's probably not going to call the same game with Liddy at quarterback as he is with Braylon Braxton. Anybody that has children, and Marchant, you've got some, maybe a couple, you don't know about, but at any rate, you can't, like your kids, you can't coach guys the exact same way when their DNA is different, you know, in many ways. So Blake Anderson had to change the DNA of that game based on the personnel that he had in the game. Is it, or am I overthinking it?
No, you are nailing it. And of course, I couldn't get through a broadcast with you guys without you giving me a hard time, Kelly, but I wouldn't have it any other way. But, you know, I do remember, like, I was one of those guys when I was coached, you had to grab me by the face mask sometimes, maybe say a few choice words to me to get me going, but that got me going.
It did.
Could do that maybe to some of the other players. Yeah, that's the beauty of coaching, man, when it's done right. You know, they adjust quickly to the personality and knows what motivates them. And whatever Blake Anderson's done behind the scenes with Liddy, did it right. and just the game plan, his strengths and weaknesses, and did it perfectly. And one great thing, I'm glad you brought Coach Anderson up, because we're never knowing what the future is going to hold. You hear a lot of talk about, well, Coach Up might get some offers here or there. You never know. Enjoy it now. If he does, man, we got Blake Anderson right there. So I hope we have Coach Up till he retires. That'd be a beautiful thing.
All right, number 43, we really appreciate you, and look forward to having you back on the show next week.
As much as you appreciate me, I appreciate the three of you more. Well, Kelly, sort of. Kinda.
Well, that's understandable. Marshant Kenny, everybody. The great Marshant Kenny, and I'm proud to say our friend.
Yeah, his room rent just went up next trip to Hattiesburg.
I'd be careful. I've seen Marshant a lot, and I've seen you in person. And
he can still play, can he?
That could get ugly really fast, so I would be careful. All right, Dima will have news and notes, right, Dima?
Sure.
Next.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. It's a great place to have lunch 5 days a week, catch the ball games on the weekend. I guarantee you there's plenty going on this weekend, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Always will be. I mean, and Thanksgiving is coming up. And believe it or not, Bob, I think we've talked about this before. Thanksgiving.
Biggest day of the year.
Is the biggest day of the year. Isn't at 4th Street. It's amazing. Yeah.
All right, we really appreciate 4th Street Bar and Grill, all of our great sponsors, including Forest Healthcare. I'm so proud to have Forest Health as part of our program, and they remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but the most important player is you. Get an annual physical, eat right, exercise, do all the things you can to make sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org, and we're really happy to have them part of our family. All right, Damon, news and notes.
Yep, as we mentioned, women's basketball beat William Carey on Friday, 92-80. Women's volleyball, Southern Miss women's volleyball, lost both matches to Troy on the road, 3-2 in both sets. And then we already mentioned basketball and football. But here's what's upcoming for Southern Miss. As mentioned tonight, for women's basketball, Blue Mountain Christian at home, 6 p.m. tip-off out there at Reed Green. Southern Miss volleyball is back in action this week at home. They play Marshall. Women's basketball is also on the road later this week at Jacksonville State. Men's basketball is on the road also this week at Grambling State, as we mentioned. The women's softball schedule did come out today for the 2026 season. Natalie Poole bringing back several players from last year's team. They opened the season February 6th with the Black and Gold Challenge against Louisiana Tech, Southeast Missouri, UAB, and Lipscomb. The season ticket renewal process will begin on Wednesday. And then Southern Miss football news again. Josh Moten earned Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Week, which is not really that surprising when you think he had three picks.
No, that was what an effort.
I
want to
throw
was.
A surprise at you, Damon. Pull up, if you will, pull up the Sun Belt website and let's just review who did what this weekend and where things stand now.
And while
we go down the stretch.
All right, so Georgia Southern beat App State 25-23. James Madison in a battle. They were in a battle with Marshall for most of that game. 35-23 winners for James Madison. Coastal winners again against Georgia State 40-27. UL beat Texas State 42-39. And you look at the standings, you're looking at a showdown in the East versus James Madison and Coastal for the East Division. And right now, Southern Miss is the clear favorites in the West. The only team that could win the West other than Southern Miss at this juncture is Troy.
Yeah, Kelly's been high on Coastal here the last couple of weeks, and they're hanging around, aren't they?
They sure are.
They got a big game this week at Georgia Southern, and then they'll go on the road at South Carolina. But if they beat Georgia Southern, then they'll welcome James Madison in for the East title.
And that game would be at Coastal, at as Coastal. You just mentioned. Yes. So
is that right?
Yeah. So,
and if Coastal wins that game and Southern Miss wins out, the Sun Belt Championship would be here in Hattiesburg.
Is there any way James Madison would come here?
I don't think
no.
so.
No.
No. Yeah, okay. So we could have a... It's just hard to believe. We could have a conference championship game at the Rock.
Yeah, if you're a Southern Miss fan, you're rooting for Old Dominion on Thursday night to beat Troy. So that way you have an easy path to the West. Even if you lost to Troy in the last weekend, it wouldn't matter.
Wouldn't matter.
Let me just say this real quick. Let me let Kelly out there. He's got something wants to say. You're right. Don't browbeat people, and I'm not trying to. And I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. But if ever a bunch of kids deserve to have a big crowd this Saturday, yeah. it would be these kids on this football team. And I've said this every week, guys, but I felt it again Saturday. Such good feelings for the kids that stuck this out and came back this year after what they've been through. The feeling must be enormous, and they deserve a big crowd, Kelly Sander, when they hit that field Saturday afternoon.
I'm there every time I can. And when I look back on, Dima mentioned our preseason prognostications, and I did say 6-6. But as I think through that now, I'm asking myself, why didn't I go 8-4 or even 9-3? And here's why I ask myself that question. A lot of those same players who happened to wear different uniforms last year are now wearing Southern Miss uniforms. They won the league last year. Right, there hasn't been that big of a turnover to where there should be no reason why a lot of those same guys can't do it again. And right now, they're proving that they are capable of doing it again.
I mean, you can make that argument, but I would make the argument that a lot of the players on this team, you know, of course, the Ian Fosters, the Josh Motens, but there's certain players on this team that weren't on that Marshall team last year who are making big impacts. Jamon Tapp, Chris Jones, Michael Montgomery, Jeffrey Pittman. I mean, you can run down the list and pick out as many guys who were not on that Marshall team last year on Southern Miss's team that are making just as big of an impact. And that I think this team is much better than last year's team. Once again, one more thing about the standings. Old Dominion, if they beat Troy, Southern Miss could win the West by next Saturday if they were to beat Texas State. He's laughed every time I said that. Texas State and South Alabama. The big thing with James Madison and Coastal is Southern Miss should be big Coastal Carolina fans. They Correct. Really should, because Correct. If Coastal wins out, they're coming to Hattiesburg for Correct. The Sun Belt Championship Correct. Game.
And does Chris Jones not look like just a stud dog out on that football field?
I always tell people, you know why Chris Jones plays linebacker at Southern Miss?
Because he wants to.
That's right. If Chris Jones wants to be the kicker, Bob, guess what?
He's going to kick. I'm not going to tell him no.
Me either, buddy.
All right, wraps up a fun month. This is so much better than last year. Can I say that? Is that fair to say?
What were we even talking about last November?
He didn't even mention baseball today.
Isn't this so much more fun?
Yeah.
He did mention it. He talked about tuna and saying they
wouldn't. Oh, that's right. He sure did.
Less than 100 days. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you, as always, for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.